Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Marjorie Taylor Greene is not the only one on the right who's lying about the vaccine. Jim Jordan of Ohio, Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, you can Google it and look up why I say that, caught up in a scandal there. Jim Jordan, he's bad news, one of the worst. And, you know, there's one thing that galls me to say it, because I'm a proud alum of UW-Madison Law School. But Jim Jordan in college wrestled. He wrestled in the 130s, what, 135, 139, whatever the weight was. And he was an NCAA champion at his weight, and guess who he wrestled for? UW-Madison. Okay, we'll take the championship, but this guy is a sick, sick puppy. So he's facing criticism. Well, he faces it every day. Why is he facing it today? Because he used his house account, Twitter. Marjorie Taylor Greene was suspended from her private Twitter account, 646,000 followers, where she put out the forged fraudulent graph. She was not suspended from her house account, which has far fewer followers. They're very reluctant to suspend an office account. Well, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan tweeted out from his office account, his house account, the following, quote, "If the booster shots work, why don't they work?" End quote. Say it again, quote, "If the booster shots work, why don't they work?" He thinks that's funny. The fact is, the booster shots do work. All of the CDC scientists, Dr. Fauci and everyone else, every epidemiologist, says that you are at your most protected if you get the two Pfizer and Moderna shots and a booster. And a booster. Now, in the occasional case, can you get a breakthrough infection? Yes. Does that mean the booster shot didn't work? No. It means you're not going to die because of the booster and the first two. You're not going to go to the hospital. You may have symptoms and you can transmit. But why do you think 100% of the cases in Monroe, Wisconsin's hospital are all people with COVID who are unvaccinated? Why do you think that well over 90%, in some cases 95 to 99% of the people in hospitals around the country with COVID in the hospital, getting life-saving treatment, in many cases getting very ill and in some cases dying, why is it that 95 to 99% in every other hospital are people who are not vaccinated? It's because the boosters do work. It's because the vaccine does work. And for this clown Jordan, this clown, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, the guy also who met with Trump in the White House to help plan the insurrection, who has refused to give a statement or an interview to the House Select Committee on the insurrection, and they are now looking at subpoenaing him. This clown sends out from his office Twitter account, quote, "If the booster shots work, why don't they work?" Hey, they do work. Now, will he get suspended? Probably not. I don't know if he's had five infractions. I suspect he's had more than this, number one. Number two, that's an oblique phrase. If they work, why don't they work? He's trying to be cunning and sly. Marjorie Taylor Greene put out a forged graph, and it was well over, it was her fifth or sixth offense. That's number one. Number two, this is his congressional account, and they tread very lightly when it comes to suspending that on the theory that you're not going to put out something that's false on your official account. Give me a break. Give me a break. These people live and breathe falsehoods. But here is the shocking thing. It shocked even me because I haven't been following who the minority members are on the committees, the so-called ranking member. If your party, in our case, the Democratic Party, has the majority, you have the chairman of the committee, the chair of the committee. And in most Congresses, in the Senate, you'll have slightly more people on it so you can control the vote. And that's true in the House because we do have a majority of about 8 seats. Not true in the Senate, where we have all the chairmanships, but they're equal numbers because we're 50-50 in the Senate. But in the House, the Judiciary Committee is one of the most important committees. Probably the most important is the Ways and Means Committee. It sets tax policy. Then after that, the Appropriations Committee. But the Judiciary Committee, the Intelligence Committee, the Commerce Committee, a lot of them, right up there. Very difficult stuff, very important stuff. And guess what? And the House Judiciary Committee, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, is the ranking member. Ranking member is a term that is used to say it's the highest ranking member of the other party that's now in the minority. Let's translate that. If God forbid the Democrats lose in November of this year, and I can say this year now because it's January and Happy New Year. If the Democrats lose, Kevin McCarthy becomes speaker unless the right wing, who are really extreme in his party, throw him out and pick somebody else, which is a possibility. But all of the ranking members become chairman. All of the ranking members become chairman. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan will be the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. And he's the one of the ones who planned the insurrection with Trump. Didn't just support it, went there and talked about how you get places like Georgia and otherwise the state legislators to have the guts to put in fraudulent slates of electors like Wisconsin did under Voss. This is Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. As the head of the House Judiciary Committee, first of all, they're the ones that pass on all judges, including Supreme Court judges, U.S. Supreme Court, Court of Appeals, lower court judges. What kind of judges do you think he'll even let out of committee? What kind of judges? If Biden in the last 2 years puts up anybody for any judgeship, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan will sit on it, not permit a vote. And if he ever did permit a vote, the vote would come out negative. The Republicans would vote against that because the chairman would be controlling things. And even if he weren't controlling things, they all see the handwriting on the wall and they follow his lead. That is an abomination, and he's not the only one. You take a look at the lineup on the Republican Party. You look at Paul Gosar, Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Devin Nunes, Matt Gaetz, Andrew Clyde, Mo Brooks. Look at these people. These people are fraud on the hoof. These people do not care about the Constitution. These people would destroy the country. They are members of a fascist cult formerly known as the Republican Party. And they will be influential people on the committees if it ever gets in the majority. Not only influential, at least one, and maybe some of the others that I've just described, will be the chairman of the committees. Think about that a long, long time. Get heavily involved in this campaign this coming November. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.